All right, we're here already.
Okay, so you're all set?
We're all set.
Okay, then I'll see you later.
All right, see you in a bit. Figuratively.
Good morning.
Good morning, Elias. It's good to hear your voice.
And you also. And what shall we discuss?
Well, I'm at Goddess Acres, and we've had some rather interesting imagery this morning. Brenda's dog ran away, and it ended up that she missed her dentist appointment and is able to be here and take notes and participate in the session this morning.
Good morning, Elias.
Good morning. Very creative of you.
Yes,
we
yeah.
thought so.
We'll talk about some frustrations with creativity today, but we've had some interesting critter imagery that I wanted to talk to you about first here at Goddess Acres. Three different things, and of course it's possible they're interrelated. One is this pair of bluebirds that they're very playful and come and sit and peck on the window and fly and try to get into the house. So Brenda had thought perhaps they were calling us out to play. They seem to have sort of playful Elias energy, but they also seem to be constantly tapping away at the structure of Goddess Acres and trying to get inside or draw us outside. And so I think I'm moving into overanalyzing. Not surprisingly.
I would express an acknowledgement of the playful aspect. Okay. And I would also express an acknowledgement of the drawing you out aspect.
Okay.
Beyond that, you can stop analyzing.
Okay. All right, so yesterday I was talking in my head, you know, writing questions. Like I said, one of the things is frustration, and I was thinking about the frustration with the regeneration process, and I look outside and I see this big flat turtle crawling across the front yard of Goddess Acres, which is weird because we don't have any water. And so I'm thinking, okay, you know, that's imagery that I think I'm going too slow or that I'm plodding along. And so I went to get the camera to take a picture to send Brenda, and the turtle disappeared. And there's no way it could have moved quickly enough to have gone anywhere, and yet it was gone. Did I just make that up in my head?
No. And what would your assessment of that imagery be?
Well, apparently, the turtle got where it was growing in its plodding pace more quickly than I thought it would have. So it seemed to be imagery that reflected my frustration, but maybe also was a message of being patient. I'm trying not to analyze here.
I would express that you are somewhat in a correct direction, that you presented yourself with the imagery and your initial assessment of that imagery was correct, of assessing that it was imagery of your perception that you are moving slower than you wish, but the aspect of it being gone when you return is also significant imagery. For this imagery is expressing to you the factor of importance and to disappear that importance that you place upon slowness.
On slowness?
Yes, that pace is not important. But you have generated it to be important. And in that, in expressing the importance of pace, or whether you are moving too slowly or not, generated that imagery specifically to encourage yourself to not be placing that importance upon that aspect of flow. The more importance you place upon pace, the more obvious pace becomes. And the more you pay attention to it. And the more you become dissatisfied. But the less important you place upon the pace of movement, whether it is slow or quick, the more you allow the actions to unfold and occur naturally, and the time factor becomes irrelevant. And when time becomes irrelevant, it seems to move more quickly.
Okay, I'm gonna come back to that one when I talk about frustrations, because I have a follow-up question on that one. Remind me, Brenda. The other image just presented itself this morning. Mary and I were talking, and I was out walking around in the yard while talking, just enjoying being outside at Goddess Acres and chatting with Mary and weeding, playing around in the herb garden, and I look down and there is a dead dove in our herb garden, just peacefully dead dove. And I have no idea what that imagery is, other than it was just startling and unexpected. Do you have any such
of what you expressed in your description was that the dove was peaceful?
Yeah.
I am understanding that there are automatic associations with death. But in some situations, some imagery, you may be correct that what you are presenting to yourself is not negative, so to speak, but that this imagery can be symbolic to you.
Okay.
It is symbolic of not only peace, but of ending. Endings can be very positive when they give way to beginning.
Oh, that's really interesting, because Mary and I were having a conversation about so many people she's done sessions with lately having some rather explosive endings that were were the beginning of rather new and stark changes in their lives, that there were things they were being done with. So is it that kind of imagery?
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, is that part of what I'm feeling, part of the puzzle that I'm feeling frustration with and not being able to create a job here, and Brenda and I not being able to figure out a path to create the abundance to do what we want to do in regard to the bakery studio and new directions here in North Carolina?
Yes, I would agree. And to express the new, it is somewhat necessary for you to let go of the old.
So are there specific things or dimensions of my life that I'm not done with or that I'm not letting go of, or is it more letting go of associations?
It is partially both, or what it is a matter of is discovering genuinely your natural movement and incorporating that in a new capacity to allow you to express what is natural to you, not necessarily what is familiar, but what is natural, what you do naturally, and expressing that in a new manner. Therefore, yes, it does involve associations, it involves behaviors, it involves allowing yourself to move in new directions, but acknowledging what is natural to you. Now, let me express in this manner. When I engage previous conversations with your sister, I express an identification of a natural expression of herself and of you. Do you recall what those were?
Yes, and it confused me. that I express structure more naturally or genuinely than she does.
Correct. That she expresses spontaneity more naturally. You are more naturally a planner.
I know, and that scared me because it was like, I'm not ever going to get anywhere. How can I shift if I'm a planner?
Ah, and therein lies one of the problems. And this is one of the subjects that I am speaking of, is recognizing and accepting what you naturally do and how you naturally express, viewing that as an asset, not a detriment. But you view that as being bad.
Well, yeah, because it seems like that's been part of the discourse about shifting, is being able to allow things to happen and there to be this flow, and planning seems to be inherently in contradiction to that.
necessarily, but it is merely a different method. And planning is not necessarily in opposition to allowing. It is a matter of how you do it. In this, you can generate ideas of what you want to do, and you can plan a particular structure for what you want, and the allowance aspect moves into play by not being entirely rigid with your structure, recognizing that you incorporate a plan, you incorporate structure, but the structure is not necessarily inherent in the plan. The structure is in you. The structure is how you behave and how you express. That is the element of the structure, is you, not outside of you.
Okay.
The planning is a natural expression for you, which, as I discussed in the previous conversation, complements very nicely your sibling in the spontaneity. But in that, you can set forth the ideas in your expression of structure and a plan, so to speak, and recognizing that how you engage whatever the plan is will be in a more structured manner than your sister, but that is how you naturally express yourself. Now, in this, the allowance aspect is the action of recognizing that the plan is essentially an outline. It is not the actual body of the subject. It is a general outline of how to proceed. But there is that factor of allowance that as you proceed, you may present different expressions, different situations, different aspects of the direction that were not necessarily included in your plan, but that can be a benefit to your plan. If you are balanced and remembering that your plan is an outline, just as you may generate an outline in relation to a written body of work, the outline is not the body of work. It is a guideline. In that, it allows for considerable fill-in, correct?
Right.
Therefore, life is the same visual that expresses more naturally in structure, and that expresses more naturally in planning. Your planning is your outline, which allows for other input to create the body of the subject. A structure is not necessarily expressed in rules or specific guidelines or any expression that extends outside of yourself. The structure is expressed in relation to you, how you express and how you behave.
Excuse me. Okay.
Let's interpret a very hypothetical
okay.
Now, in this hypothetical example, you and your sister occupy the same home, correct?
Hold on just a sec. This must be bothering me. I'm having a moment of resistance, I guess, just like I have a cough. Okay. I'm sorry. Was that a moment of resistance? Why am I coughing?
Yes.
Yes.
Relax. Breathe. We can interpret a moment. Are you more relaxed?
Yes. Okay. Was that just me resisting?
Yes. I would express that you perceive this subject as uncomfortable, or you perceive it as being not as free, which is incorrect.
Not as free
for yourself, that if you were not structured, or if you were not a planner individual, that you would be a freer individual, which is incorrect.
Okay.
Structure or non-structure does not define freedom. It is merely a method that is natural to an individual and what allows the individual to be more comfortable. It is not associated with whether you are free or not free. You are more free if you allow yourself to be what you naturally are. And when you are not pushing against that or attempting to twist yourself into a direction that is not natural. Now, in a simple hypothetical example, you and your sister occupy the same home, the same dwelling. Now, in that dwelling, you each also interpret your own space arrangement, correct?
Yes.
Now, in that space arrangement, hypothetically, it would be an expression that would be natural to view in your space arrangement, that you would exhibit behavior of placing items in your space arrangement in specific positions that you would generate an orderliness in your space arrangement, and that you would consider how to place the object in your space arrangement in a symmetrical and orderly fashion. And if we move to the space arrangement of your sister, it would appear to be natural that she would also choose objects in her space arrangement that are pleasing to her, but that they may not necessarily be as precisely placed, and that they may move. That a pillow may be placed in one position in one day, and it may be thrown in another position another day. Or that certain objects may not necessarily incorporate a specific place in that space arrangement. Therefore, they may occupy different spaces at different times. In this, the physical exhibition, which is expressed by physical behaviors, demonstrates differences in natural expression. You may both choose to be neat and tidy at times, but you may do it in different manner. You may choose to be neat and tidy in a specific manner that incorporates a routine. My sister may be neat and tidy at times without a routine.
That sounds right.
And are displaying behaviors that are the expression of structure or spontaneity. The spontaneity or the structure is not outside of you. It is expressed in relation to your behavior. Yes, there are exhibitions of it outside of you, but they are a product of your behavior, which is the expression of you. And in this, what I have identified with the term view are behaviors that are natural expressions with each of you. Now, in this, let us incorporate a more realistic scenario of what the two of you want to do. You want to be productive. You want to generate an environment in this new location that is not only productive but is sustainable, that sustains you and that sustains itself in your property, and that will allow you to generate what you want to do and what you enjoy doing, and also allow you to share with your community. Is that correct thus far?
Yes.
Yes.
Very well. Now, in relation to your sister, one of the difficulties in beginning to move in this direction is that she is not a planner. And that she is not a structured individual. Therefore, she may generate ideas of what she wants to do in baking bread or involving herself in that type of direction, but is somewhat confused in how to actually move in that direction. The mechanics of it are less obvious. You naturally express in that direction of planning and structure, therefore, would be more adept at generating suggestions in relation to the mechanics of how to create that type of scenario, or creating an outline of what could be involved in that type of direction. Conversely, you are adept at planning and structure, but it is more difficult for you to generate imaginative or creative ideas of what you would enjoy doing. In which your sister is very adept at doing. Viewing you, viewing your abilities, your talent, and expressing that in an imaginative and creative manner spontaneously to generate ideas of what may possibly be actions that you would enjoy and that you could engage in a comfortable manner.
Is that why she gave me a cheese making book?
They are suggestions. Yes.
That's so funny.
Express, this is the reason that you complement each other very well. In this, your natural abilities and expressions of structure and of planning are valuable and are an asset and are not in opposition to moving forward, to shifting, to creating what you want, or to freedom. Those qualities are not in opposition to any of those expressions. If you are not fighting with them, if you are allowing them, recognizing this is my natural expression, in a very similar manner to your sister. It is for her opposing herself if she is attempting to be more structured and not be spontaneous and not be expressing imaginatively and expressing the expectation of herself, I should be doing this, and I should be expressing this structure. I should be devoting specific amounts of time to specific actions uninterrupted. And therefore I will accomplish. No, that is attempting to incorporate that expression of structure that is not natural. In like manner, it is opposing for you to express to yourself, I should be imagining more. I should be allowing myself to be spontaneous and express that freedom. Generate an idea and merely do it. That is not natural for you. And expending the energy and the time thinking about it prevents you from engaging in a natural manner for yourself, and therefore prevents you from accomplishing.
Okay.
Remember the idea of the outline. For that allows for the fill-in. It is not necessary for you to know all of the fill-in when you create the outline. The fill-in comes. It presents it. It develops. It is not essential or necessary for it to be known and present when you create the outline. That is the allowance piece.
So it seems like a core part of my outline is me getting a job here, and I feel like I'm, you know, that's a step that I would get a job here, and then that would allow us to be able to play with and allow for these other things to be, these other components to be filled in, and yet I seem to be flailing about in that regard. I thought I had chosen this job at Appalachian State, and I don't know, I seem like I just keep bumping up against a wall in regard to a rather significant component of the outline, and then we also seem to bump up against a wall in trying to, you know, we're wanting to engage steps, but we don't see the path to create or identify the resources to create what seems to be a significant step in this broader plan.
And I would express to you that a significant aspect of this is that you have come together, you have moved together for the purpose of allowing that complement between you to be expressed, and you are not using it.
Could you be more specific about how we could be using it?
Very much so, yes. You have your outline, as you express, and what is missing is using the complement. What you have done is you have moved in the familiar direction, express your outline, and now begin to fill it in yourself, which defeats the point. If you are filling it in yourself, why did you move?
Could you expand on that a bit?
I have an outline that I need to generate income to be sustainable in this new location. Now, the outline does not express what type of action you will be engaging to be sustainable. The outline is that you need to be generating income. Therefore, you need a job, so to speak. That is the outline aspect. The fill-in is what the job will be. Your fill-in that you are already attempting to put into the outline is the university, which is you filling in, which, once again, my response to that is, if you are filling in, why did you move? The point is that you use the complement. Are you also listening?
Yes, I am. And you and yours?
This applies to you also in using the complement. You know what you want to do. You know what you enjoy doing.
Yes.
Your difficulty is how to accomplish that, which is where the complement comes into play. Now, returning to the outline and the fill-in of the university, that is not using your complement of your sibling and the imagination and the suggestions and investigating the suggestions of what you may actually interpret a talent with and enjoy that could be a fill-in for the outline. This is how you use the complement. You move together. You work together to accomplish what you want together. If you wanted to generate a job at a university outside and not be involved in Goddess Acres, why did you move? If you wanted to fill in It is not what you want. What you want is to utilize that compliment, and what you want is to use what you have acquired in this physical location that will allow you to express the use of that complement, move together, generate together, and express what you enjoy and be successful at it. Not to move in the familiar direction that is safe, that you are accustomed to, and that you already know what the expectations are. Point has been to move in a new direction and to allow yourself to express that freedom in what you do and express naturally. Therefore, expressing your genuine self and allowing that to develop fully, and therein generating your freedom and beginning to draw to you more and more of what benefits you, what you want, what you enjoy, by doing what you enjoy. You draw to you what you project. How do you know what you project? How do you identify what you are projecting? By what you are doing. Therefore, you draw to you in relation to what you are doing. You express to myself, you have created the outline and you are moving into obstacles in relation to the university. I incorporate no doubt that you are.
Do I have the wrong outline?
Is this what you want? No, not necessarily, but it is what is safe and it is what is familiar. Is it what you want? No. Therefore, is that the energy that you are projecting? No. Therefore, would you present a smooth, clear direction in that? No, not necessarily. I would express to each of you that your desires are very much in harmony with each other, and your desires are very strong, that both of you want the same desire, and that desire is to freely express yourself and to generate what you want to do and what you enjoy, and to create that in a fashion that it will be physically sustainable to you. Now it is merely a question of using that and allowing yourself to accomplish that, which is much simpler than you think. Complicating it by attempting to individually fill in the outline rather than doing what you intended to do by being compliments to each other and using that compliment with each other.
Go ahead. Elias, would what we've done together on the cooking blog, is that an example of us coming together and being complimentary and finding an expression that's somewhat related to how we might fill in our outline?
Yes. Now expand upon that. Allow yourselves to use the compliment in what each of you naturally expresses as your natural abilities and challenge. One to be the planner or the structure, one to be the imagination. And in that, using your talent, using what you enjoy, which may not necessarily be limited, but may include food. But allow yourself to view the bigger picture, which offers you much more options. And what is the bigger picture? There are aspects that include food, but there are also aspects that include health, appearance, beauty, body consciousness. All of these can be involved. Expand your viewing a corner of your picture. Step back and allow yourself to view the whole picture. The whole picture involves what you are doing. What are you individually doing? Yawning, quite concentrated in the direction of body consciousness.
Yes, yes.
And physical appearance, and health, and attractiveness, and attractions. And energy. And manipulating energy. And playing. And environment. And how energy interacts with environment. And how environment is affecting of you. And in that, even allergy, which all creates a much bigger picture. Now, let me express in a slightly different manner. You've already expressed a considerable time framework in evaluating and contemplating what you enjoy, what you want to do, what you like, what you wish for. Now, incorporate all that you are doing and that you are involving yourself with and all the subjects that you are engaging, and play with the information for other individuals.
Okay.
That will begin to create a new outline. And with that new outline, it will begin to create a new avenue for the fill-in. But it is a matter of viewing that entire picture and now turning that picture, how can this picture be expressed to include and benefit other individuals? For that is the aspect that will create the machine of what you are doing. And therefore generate the sustainable variable.
Wow.
You wanted a method?
Well, I'm surprised I've been working off the wrong damn outline. What kind of planner am I?
Not entirely. Totally interpreting spelling that is not entirely correct. But the outline is not necessarily wrong. The outline is merely somewhat too general.
So are you saying that one of the things that, back to this, you know, being done with or letting go of things, one of the things I'm walking away from is the university?
Is very possible.
Okay. Very interesting.
University does not occupy your environmental space arrangement, does it? It takes you away from your environment.
Yes. From this environment, yes.
Just as a bakery takes you away from your environment.
It's true. Did I hear the beeper going off? Did I just hear the timer going off?
Yeah.
Okay. It's very quiet on this end for some reason. We suppress it, I suppose. Wow. Well, every session, I think, you know, that session is the one that's given me more to think about than I'll ever need to think about again. And then you surprise me and give me, I'm going to have to ponder this one or maybe I won't. Maybe I'll just go out and do something. I don't know. We'll see.
Very well. I would be encouraging of that. But my friend, I would express that all that is necessary is for you to ask. You wanted a method, now you have one.
Mm-hmm. So are you saying be careful what you ask for? You just put it all back on our plate again, didn't you?
And where else should it be?
Okay, all right.
How can you enjoy the meal if it is not on your plate?
Oh, very good. Touche. I don't know. Sometimes it's nice to eat off of somebody else's plate for a change.
And this is the reason that you interpret a sibling.
Very good. Apparently she has a better imagination at what I might like to do than I do.
And my expression to that is, use it.
All right, just new information, or apparently new awareness of information.
We're gonna have much to talk about over lunch today.
Yeah, we were planning to go talk about the session for an hour. We may go have to have a 2 or 3 hour lunch today.
Which can be very relaxing and rewarding.
Yes, that's right. We'll go play.
I very much encourage you.
Well, thank you. We may need it.
Very well, my friend. I shall greatly be anticipating our next meeting and your new successes.
Thank you. We shall carry on fearlessly.
Very well.
All right. Thank you.
Goodbye, Elias.
You eat in tremendous affection, as always, and in great acknowledgement. Au revoir.
Au revoir. Bye.